This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
9:02 on this Saturday morning. Time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Mark Steeren, your State Farm Insurance agent in Litchfield. By Kurtz 24-Hour Heavy and Light Duty Towing in Litchfield. Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. By Nancy's Pizza in Litchfield. The Huff Funeral Homes in Hillsboro, Raymond, and Farmersville. By CTI Tech, bringing 1-gig internet to Hillsboro and beyond. Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. By Garrell's Auto Body and Repair in Litchfield, and by the Litchfield National Bank. And on this Saturday morning, we join WSMI's Tim Mize.
Thank you very much, David, and welcome to Sports Saturday, the final day in November, and what a glorious day it is in Williamsville as the Bullets brought home their first state championship in the 3A football title game yesterday. They trailed by 10 late in the fourth quarter, and then they staged the comeback, 46-42 the final, as the Bullets take home the state championship. Going to catch up with their head coach Aaron Kuntz in just a moment here on WSMI Sports Saturday. Just an incredible game. You couldn't get more out of a high school football game than what we got out of the 3A title game yesterday. They were down by 10 inside of 4 minutes to go. Connor McCormick would throw a 36-yard touchdown pass to Brendan Bishop. That cut the lead down to 3. The defense then made a huge stop, turned Byron away on 4th and short. The Bullets took over at their own 11-yard line, and Connor McCormick led him right down the field, found Bishop with 30 seconds left. That gave Williamsville the lead with just 30 seconds to play, and they would hold on for the state championship yesterday in Class 3A, 46-42. So remember, they lost in a last-second field goal in 2014, and they get sweet redemption yesterday with a 10-point deficit erased in the fourth quarter to win the championship. For Byron, second straight year, they finish the Class 3A runner-up. They lost to Monticello last year. Williamsville got them yesterday, and that was by far the game of the day in DeKalb yesterday. Lena Winslow hammered Central A&M 58-20 in the 1A championship game. Sterling Newman Central Catholic took care of Nashville 35-14 in the 2A game. And it was Richmond Burton over Murfreesboro 51-14 in the 4A game yesterday. Of course, the season wraps up today with 5A, 6A, 7A, and 8A to conclude the 2019 high school football season. Rochester will take on Chicago St. Rita. That will be at 10 o'clock this morning. Of course, the Rockets playing for the first time in the 5A championship game after winning those 7 4A titles beginning back in 2010. So instead of playing at 7 o'clock on Friday night, they'll be at 10 o'clock this morning up in DeKalb.
That's an adjustment right there.
The 6A champion, that's a big adjustment. That's the bigger adjustment, I would say, than even the opponent that they'll be playing is 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Is a tough time to get jacked up to play a football game.
We've been here before, but now we're early morning.
A little different.
Yeah.
A little different. In the 6A game, about 1 o'clock this afternoon, East St. Louis will be taking on Crystal Lake Prairie Ridge. The Flyers appearing in their 12th championship game, looking for title number 9. In 6A, they will get Prairie Ridge in that championship there. They are the 6A champions three times, 2011, 2016, and 2017. In Class 7A, Chicago Mount Carmel will take on LaGrange Park Nazareth Academy. Both teams are 13-0 for Mount Carmel, looking for their 13th championship. Nazareth Academy is the defending 7A champs. In 8A, that'll be at 7 o'clock tonight. Gurney Warren will take on Frankfort Lincoln Way East. Both those teams are 13-0 as well. For Warren, their first championship game appearance. Lincoln Way East making their fourth appearance in the title game. They won it all in 2005 and 2017. So just 4 football games left on the season. And, of course, the Williamsville championship yesterday was by far the highlight, probably going to be the highlight of the whole weekend. It's hard to believe there's going to be a game better than that. There were a number of people associated with the IHSA who have been around a long time saying that was the best high school game they've ever seen, period. And when you factor in it was for the state championship, that really takes it to another level. And, you know, a lot of times the state championship games, leave you wanting something in terms of a competitive ballgame. Get a lot of lopsided championship games for whatever the reason may be. But that was not the case in 3A yesterday for Williamsville. And they've been close so many times. Think about all the years in the quarterfinals. Mention that gut-wrenching loss they had in the 2014 championship game, losing on a last-second field goal to get the championship yesterday. Oh, so sweet for Aaron Kuntz and the Williamsville Bulls. Trying to make our connection with Coach Kuntz this morning. Of course, he's been good enough to give us time here throughout this postseason run, the magical run. They were, you know, not really tested the first three rounds and then had to come from behind to beat Quincy Notre Dame in the semifinals and then had to come from behind to beat Byron in the championship game just yesterday up in DeKalb. So congratulations to the Williamsville Bullets state champs in 2019. Having trouble getting a hold of Coach Kuntz this morning. He's in celebration mode right now. And
he might be doing a lot right now.
He's kind of busy. But what a great win yesterday for all the kids, for everyone associated with Williamsville. Such a great football community up there in Williamsville. And they traveled very well up to DeKalb, and they were treated to a very good day at Northern Illinois University yesterday. So we're going to kind of call an audible here, David. Get Jason Darr queued up in the system there, and we'll bring you that conversation. We've got a lot to do here on Sports Saturday. We're going to be talking with North Mac head basketball coach T.J. Wilson coming up in a few moments here on Sports Saturday. Also going to catch up with Hillsboro head coach Joe Vanzo. We will talk with Lincolnwood head coach Matt Milberg. We also have a conversation with new Staunton head coach Ty Locks to bring you this morning on Sports Saturday as well. As the boys basketball season got underway this week, a lot of the turkey tournaments around the area. Of course, Southwestern's at the Metro East tournament, North Mac and Lincolnwood both at the Gene Bergschneider tournament in New Berlin. So a lot of these tournaments will be wrapping up today, but a good opportunity to get a lot of games in a short amount of time in this first week of the season with the Thanksgiving tournaments. Of course, we'll have Fighting Illini football coming up for you this morning, 10 o'clock on 105.3 The Ox. As Illinois looking to win 7 games in a regular year and have a winning Big Ten record, both would be firsts since the 2007 season. So a chance for the Illini to end on a good note today, 10 o'clock pregame on 105.3 The Ox. And we are set to go now, so let's bring you our conversation we had earlier this morning with Southwestern Piasaw Birds head coach Jason Darr. Happy to talk now with Southwestern head coach Jason Darr. And, Coach, the Piasaw Birds got an early one today.
Yeah, we got an 11 a.m. game here today. It's not the one we want to be playing in, but we'll take it. Anytime you get to play 4 basketball games in a week, it's a good thing. So we've definitely had a lot of basketball here the last days here on Thanksgiving break.
And, Jason, that's the benefit to being in a Thanksgiving tournament. Obviously, you want to win as many games as you can. But when you have the opportunity, as you just said, to get 4 games in the opening week of the season, boy, do you find out a lot about your club.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, that's been the, kind of the key to our weekend. We knew that, you know, this was going to happen. We found out just a whole lot about our basketball team. And, you know, it gives you an opportunity to make some changes as far as what you're doing and even personnel and things like that. You know, if you maybe have somebody out of position or something, and then you can make adjustments. And we've made adjustments in about every game we've played so far. So it's just it's good. And the other thing is, you know, you get to see a lot of different types of offenses and defenses. And, you know, you get to play so many different sets and things like that that it just allows you to really see where you're at. And we've had the opportunity to do that. That's for sure.
Has there been anything that has surprised you here through your first 4 games of the season?
I don't think that we've really been surprised. We've got a pretty young and inexperienced team, and you know we're kind of having some of those growing pains a little bit here early on, and that's part of it. You know, we've had 20 win seasons here at Southwestern, and we've had some seasons that you know that were not. My first season here was pretty rough. We won 5 games, and you know we were trying to kind of get this thing turned around. And you know, it just happens in high school basketball. You have ups and downs, and you know things fluctuate. And, you know, right now we're kind of trying to build this thing back up to where we know we're going to be. And, you know, it's going to happen. It just takes a little bit of time to get everybody on board and get everything going.
Addis Moore really exploded onto the scene a year ago. He's not going to sneak up on anybody this year.
No. And he knows that. Addis has played a lot of basketball in his lifetime. And, you know, he's a nice player. He's really grown as well, even from last year. He's gotten a little stronger, and so he's become a better player as well. But, we're kind of nursing a little bit of a foot injury right now. And so, you know, that's been something we've been paying attention to here the last couple of days. But he's going to be fine. He's a great kid, just a quality athlete, and he's just going to continue to get better, you know, as the year goes on. And that's the thing we're trying to preach to our kids, you know. This is a long process, even the season itself. If we were doing some of these things in February, I would be concerned. But, you know, it is November, and we've got a long way to fix some of these issues on the basketball court. And honestly, we've seen some positive things out of our kids, too. I've seen a lot of things, you know, in a positive way that have really kind of surprised me, to be honest. We've had some kids step up, some kids that, you know, have kind of won some spots here lately.
The basketball season, as you said, it's a long grind. And by the time we get, you know, to conference play in January, sometimes November, that's a distant memory.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I had an old Fred Bloomberg, who's an old baseball coach down at Freeboro. I don't remember him a few years ago, but Coach Hanslow and I were at a clinic, and, you know, he said sometimes you got to lose some in April to win some in May. As far as baseball is concerned, and I think that's basketball too. You know, I think you got to get some of these kids kind of get their feet wet early on in the season, and really get some kids some playing time. And you know, they may not be at their best at that point, but that playing time is going to play. It's going to pay off in the end. And I truly believe that, and we're trying to do that right now. I think we've probably played 9 or 10 kids in almost every game that we've played so far, and we're just trying to get some experience on the court.
We know about Addis, but who are some of the other Piasaw birds that are going to be big for you this year?
Well, I mean, we got a couple seniors, you know, Jonathan Watson and Kyler Seifried. These guys have stepped up here the first few games of the season. And, you know, we got Brady Salzman, who's another junior that's going to figure into the varsity lineup. And, you know, we got a kind of a pretty large number of young kids that, you know, we think can step up and can fill, you know, any of those positions that we need filled. And right now, it's kind of been somewhat of a carousel just to kind of figure out who that's going to be. And so we're trying to give some kids some opportunities and see how things are going to pan out.
Sounds good. Jason Darr, thanks for a few minutes of your time this morning. And, hey, enjoy the bus ride. It's always fun.
Yeah, that's right. I appreciate it,
Sam. Bus rides are always fun, especially in a nice driving rainstorm on a Saturday morning. So Southwestern playing Dupo today in the Auxiliary Gym, 11 o'clock this morning, final game of the Metro East Turkey Tip-Off there. Litchfield will play Wood River in the Auxiliary Gym at 12:30. Championship game tonight, Alton Marquette against Lift for Life Academy out of Missouri. That'll be at 7:30. The third-place game has Metro East facing Breeze Modern Day at 5:30. Waterloo Jabot against Christar Rock Lutheran at 4 o'clock for the Consolation Championship. The fifth-place game at 2:30 has Roxana taking on Odin. The seventh-place game at 1 o'clock will pit Gillespie against Marissa. And the ninth-place game this morning at 11:30 has Brussels against Valmeyer. We need to get to a break. Lots to do here on Sports Saturday. We hope to catch up with state champion head coach Aaron Coons of the Williamsville Bullets after Williamsville knocked off Byron yesterday in the 3A championship game 46-42. We got a lot more basketball to talk about as well. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will catch up with North Mac head coach TJ Wilson when Sports Saturday rolls on.
Back to Sports Saturday here on WSMI, and we rejoin Tim Mize.
David Jenkins, thank you very much. The final day in November has just absolutely flown by. The final day of the 2019 high school football season as the Rochester Rockets will kick off the 5A championship against Chicago St. Rita up in DeKalb coming up at 10 o'clock this morning as they look for their first 5A title after, of course, claiming those seven 4A titles. Williamsville got their first state championship in school history for the any boys program. The girls softball team won state back in 1995. Of course, the football team got second back in 2014, but they did better than that yesterday. The first non-Central State 8 school in Sangamon County to win a football state championship. So well done by Aaron Koontz and the Bullets yesterday as they were down 10 late in the fourth quarter. Did not matter. They came back and beat Byron 46-42. We will hopefully be able to catch up with head coach Aaron Koontz here later on in the hour. Back to basketball we go. The Gene Bergschneider Turkey Tournament in New Berlin will wrap up today. Macon Meridian will take on Springfield Lutheran at 4. Lincolnwood faces South County at 5:30. Then at 7 o'clock tonight, North Mac will take on New Berlin. The Panthers lost a tough one last night to Macon Meridian 62-59. And joining us on the phone right now is longtime North Mac head coach T.J. Wilson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys.
Well, you guys off to a nice start here at the Thanksgiving tournament in New Berlin. Tough one last night, though. Talk a little bit about the ball game last night, TJ.
It was a tough one. We played terrible in the first quarter. We gave up 24 points. And then we kind of changed, decided we were going to guard them. I think we gave up 8 or 9 in the second quarter. And to be honest with you, we were 3-0 before we went into last night, and I wasn't happy about anything. And then last night we got beat, and I was more happy after we got beat than I'm not happy we got beat. I was happy the way we played.
You know, TJ, somebody might hear that and think, wait a minute. You're not happy with three wins, but yet you're happy with the loss. But for coaching, it's all about the process of how you get there.
Yeah, and we played a lot better last time. We didn't turn the ball over as much, except for we did have three bad possessions at the end of the game. But we played better defense. We rebounded better. It was just overall our best effort.
Of course, your son Tanner back this year. He was dealing with, I think it was a hip injury, most of the second half of last year. How is he physically?
He's okay. He had actually another hip. The other hip was bothering him in soccer this year, but it hasn't bothered him so far. Too bad in basketball. So he's healthy.
And that, you know, that you've been doing this a long time, TJ, and that's, for coaches, you like to control as much as you can, but the injuries, you just can't control it. You have to just manage it and deal with it the best you can.
Yeah, it was just a weird injury where it was like he didn't really get hit that hard. It was just, the doctor explained that his ball and socket hadn't grown completely and that there was space in there. It was giving him pain just like every time he put pressure on it.
I know one thing, though. He's your kid, so he's tough.
Yeah. It's getting tougher. Process, game by game.
Talking with TJ Wilson,
all the kids.
The head coach of the North Mac Panthers. TJ,
said that. That's the message. That's the message I've given the kids, that we all have to get tougher. And I think that all the kids stepped up last night. I mean, they just all decided they were going to be a little tougher. Evan Leclerc had a great game last night. He really stepped up.
That's always been the staple of your program, whether it was at Girard or now at North Mac. Toughness. You guys, maybe not as tough as you would like to be at times, but I've always thought that's, if you can say one thing about a T.J. Wilson team, toughness comes to mind.
Well, we had it last night. I wouldn't say we had it the first three games. That's why I wasn't very happy, but they really did. They all stepped up last night.
Obviously, you know, you lost Sam Mount from last year. He did so much for you on both ends of the floor. So who are some of the kids this year that are going to have to step up and kind of fill that role?
Well, like you said, Evan had a great game last night. I think that was the best game by far he's played all around. I mean, he scored 19 points, I think, but it was more just rebounding, guarding. He did things a lot better. Will Downs did a great job on there. The big kid from Meridian, he's not that tall. He's about 6 foot, but he's a real strong kid. Will did a great job on him. I think he only had 8 points. I don't know. I mean, it's going to have to be a collective effort. Sam was a lot to replace. The problem is Cole Etter's not playing this year. He's got a broken hand from football, and he wouldn't be back till December, get cast off, and then 4 to 6 weeks after that have rehab. So it's a big loss also, and that's what I told the kids. You all collectively have to come together to decide we're going to play defense and we're going to rebound. And you got to do it all together. And I think we did that a lot last night. Matt Hendricks has had a great tournament as far as playing defense. Rebound hasn't scored much, but I think Matt's leading us in rebounding, and he's about 5'11 and probably weighs 150 pounds if he's soaking wet.
DJ, are you able to enjoy going to a North Mac football game at all, or do you just kind of sit there like looking through your fingers thinking, oh, I hope none of my basketball players get hurt?
No, I can enjoy going to the game. I don't think that way. I think if you think that way, bad things are going to happen. Yeah. Cole's injury was just kind of a freak injury. It was on his thumb. We're in a real bad spot. Like I said, he's had the cast on for 16 weeks. They're almost now, so can't imagine trying to take that off and, you know, how long it would take to get your hand back.
Talking.
No, I don't go to football games like that.
Talking with T.J. Wilson here, and you get the Pretzels tonight, obviously. New Berlin on their home floor. You know about them, same league, of course. That'll be a tough game tonight.
Yes, it will. They got a real good guard, that Knox kid. That'll be a tough be for Grant Thorman to take that challenge. And they're a lot better offensively than they were last year. Them younger kids, he's got a couple sophomores, the two juniors, and a little freshman that comes in. And it's actually completely different from last year because now they got four kids on the floor all the time that can make a three, where last year they really only had one or two on the floor that could make a three. So it's a lot different team.
TJ, as you kind of look at it'll be a good challenge. As you look at the Sangamo Conference this year, it's going to be tough once again.
It's every night. I mean, it's just, there's no where you look and say, this won't be too tough. We could, Blake and I were talking earlier in the year, and we said we could go play great in 8 out of the 10 conference games, and we still might have 8 losses. That's just the way it is. I'm serious. It's a grind. It's got to be one of the best 1A, 2A conferences in around. I don't know where else. It's just top to bottom that way.
You wouldn't want it any other way, TJ.
No, it really gets you ready for the regional. So Blake and I talked about being a 1A team in that, going through that grind. You go to the regional section, and it's like, no, ain't going to bother us. It was the same way when we played West Central last year right before Waverly, and I told our kids, we played Pleasant Plains week right before it. I said, you're not going to see anybody at Waverly, and it's in the better than Plains. And we've got West Central, and I said, the Plains is just as good as they are. We just weren't intimidated because you see that every night in our league.
That's such a huge part of it.
Night.
TJ Wilson, the head coach of the North Mac Panthers, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, sir, and best of luck tonight.
Thanks.
All right. TJ Wilson, they will take on the New Berlin Pretzels tonight, will the North Mac Panthers, and that will be a heck of a ball game. And, a TJ Wilson coach team is just fun to watch. They're going to be hard-nosed. They're going to get after you defensively, and they're just not going to back down. He's been doing it a long, long time, one of the great coaches in the listening area, TJ Wilson. So we'll see if North Mac can beat the Pretzels tonight. Of course, we'll see both North Mac and New Berlin in the T-Tote shootout coming up on December the 14th. That is quickly approaching, just a couple of weeks away. North Mac and New Berlin both will be part of the T-Tote shootout versus Cancer December 14th at Lincolnwood. We'll have 8 games tipping at 9:30. We will have our silent auction set up again this year. John Blank with Shelter Insurance going to have a great halftime promotion going at halftime of all 8 games. Chance to win $500. You make a layup, a free throw, a three-pointer, and a half-court shot. You do it in 30 seconds, and you get $500 courtesy of John Blank with Shelter Insurance. So make sure and come out and join us on December the 14th for the second annual T-Tote Shootout versus Cancer, hosted this year by Terry's alma mater, Lincolnwood. Happy to be joined on the phone right now by Lancer head coach Matt Milberg. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning, Tim. How you doing today?
Hey, doing very good, and there's nothing like being in a Thanksgiving tournament and getting 5 games in right out of the gate.
Yeah, we're catching our breath, that's for sure. Boys played really well last night and got our first win of the season against a team in our conference, the Lutheran Crusaders, and they popped us the past couple years over there, so it was nice to get a little revenge last night on them.
And you had a nice, balanced offensive attack last night.
I'm glad you noticed that. That is one thing that we, I think, have to be good all year with is sharing the basketball. And I don't think there's anybody on our team right now, and I hope throughout the rest of the season, that care who scores, let's just get it done. And that we looked at the scorebook last night on the way home on the bus, and me and Coach Johnson were very thrilled with that even scoring.
And, you know, you mentioned kind of the unselfish nature of your kids, and that's something either that's how the kids are or it's not. That's not something you can really instill in them.
No, we talk about every night in practice or every night at the game. Most of our kids are top in their class, you know, the junior class, the senior class, the sophomore class. Those kids are all very educated, and the more that we continue to play, the better chance that we're going to do great things. You know, we had one practice throughout the first 2 weeks of the season where we were full squad, and we missed three other days that we couldn't practice because of circumstances. Mm-hmm. And we are playing every game over there better and better. Everybody, you know, get a little gun shy when you start 0-3, but you know, November is going to be a memory here in the next 2 months, and we're just continuing to grow.
And I mean, the great thing about being in a tournament this early is you get a chance to find out what you need to work on.
Absolutely. And the problem though is you go over there for 5 to 6 days, and you don't get a practice to kind of work on it. You can try to get it through walkthrough. But it's a buzzsaw over there every year. We won it this is my eighth year over there. And other years we went winless. And, you know, everybody might question, you know, why you want to go over there and lose games. Well, you're playing some great competition over there, and that gets us ready for the rest of the season.
Talking with Matt Milberg, the head coach of the Lincolnwood Lancers. And, Coach, kind of talk to us about your roster. Who will be some of your key cogs this year?
We've been going pretty much the same lineup throughout the week. Herman got a little hurt, banged up on the first game, and he set out a game. But we've been going with Jenkins, Herman, Goble, Hopper, and Sidwell in the starting lineup, and then very deep bench, probably my deepest team in my 8 years here at Lincolnwood as far as depth on the bench with Whalen, a freshman, Schmidtke, Lemon, and Brown and Tishkow off the bench have provided a lot of height and post play for us.
And as you kind of look at your goals for the year, not necessarily terms wins, losses, but where do you want to see the improvement in your club here as we work towards Christmas?
Well, you know, that's one thing that we talked about too, is that we got a lot of kids that haven't played a lot of games together. And, you know, we got Herman has been out a couple of years, Brown's been out a couple of years, and last year Hopper was hurt throughout the year. So as we continue to practice and play together, you know, obviously a regional title at our home floor is our main goal here. And throughout the tournaments, throughout the year, just to compete, we think we are a conference contender for the championship there. And like I said, hosting the 1A regional here at Raymond Lincolnwood has got to be a great thing for us.
Of course, we're looking forward to Saturday, December 14th. The T-Toad Shootout versus Cancer will be at Terry's alma mater, right there in the woodshed at Lincolnwood. And I know you and Josh Stone and really everyone associated with Lincolnwood looking very much forward to that day.
Well, we are, but you need the shout-out to yourself. You're putting in a lot of work and hours to that, and you're doing a great job filling some big shoes, literally, and with Tito. And we appreciate all the work that you're doing for us on that. And, you know, it's a great, great, great shootout, and everybody in the community is getting involved. The fellow schools in the area and then the counties are doing a great job, and we're looking big day of basketball, and probably the most games have been played in Lincolnwood in history.
I guess that could be, couldn't it?
I guess it could be.
Hey, and I want to give you a special shout-out, too. You got a great banner made to recognize Terry, and I know we've talked about it before, but you and him, you guys really did have a special bond.
He was my rock there for a while. You know, being a head coach in a young age, you know, he did what he did all along for me as a kid, you know. He just brought me along and helped me and talked me through things, and he's truly missed, that's for sure. So having a little banner where he sat for a million games there at Lincolnwood is just a small signature of his appreciation for me.
Matt Milberg, the head coach of the Lincolnwood Lancers, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, sir, and, hey, we'll talk to you down the road.
Sounds good. You guys have a great day.
All right. Matt Milberg with the Lincolnwood Lancers. They will take on South County today, 5:30. That'll be game 2 of the day at the Gene Bergschneider Turkey Tournament in New Berlin. The Hillsboro Hilltoppers, not in a Thanksgiving tournament per se. They'll be over in Carlisle today for the Kaskaskian Classic. They will take on Oakville coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. Hillsboro lost a heartbreaker, a gut-wrencher in their first game of the year. Overtime at the buzzer, lost to Shelbyville. And we're going to be talking with Topper head coach Joe Vanzo here in just a moment. Of course, Hillsboro has a nice group of talent coming back from last year's squad headlined by Gavin Matush. I know following the Toppers on Twitter over the course of the summer, they had their shot challenge, and there were a lot of Toppers that were getting up a boatload of shots this summer. And that's the saying about basketball players. They are made in the summertime, not in the wintertime, and that seemed to be a good sign for Hillsboro this past summer. And their head coach, Joe Vanzo, joins us now on Sports Saturday. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Thanks for calling me.
Hey, you're welcome. And I was just mentioning, I was seeing over the course of the summer kind of the Topper shot challenge, if you will, going on. And, boy, a lot of your kids got up a lot of shots this summer.
They did. It was something new that we started this summer to try to track progress and just get kids out shooting on their own. And it was something that a few of our kids really bought into, and we kept track of it on Twitter, and hopefully it'll pay off for us this year.
So who did win?
Gavin Matush was the winner.
I thought that might have been the case.
Yeah. Gavin Matush was the winner. Very hard worker.
He comes from a family of hard workers. And I guess, Joe, we'll just start right there with Gavin. We all know the Matush name in Hillsboro and his sister Sammy, of course. How has his approach been this year? Obviously, he got a lot of big minutes for you as a freshman last year, but, boy, he's going to have a big role for you this year.
Yeah, he's a kid who makes winning basketball plays. You know, he rebounds. He runs the floor. He's very coachable. Scores around the basket. He plays extremely hard. And Gavin, we still have to remember, is a sophomore. Mm-hmm. Even though he did play a lot for us last year, and we are young in some spots and inexperienced in some spots. But Gavin's going to be a big part of what we do this year.
Well, a good way to grow up in a hurry is to play a game like you guys played the other night in against Shelbyville. That will make you grow up fast.
It will. It was a long bus ride home, for me to think about all the games that we've lost at the buzzer over the years.
well, there should be, Joe.
Yeah, I believe it's the fifth time that it's happened.
Oh, wow.
Uniquely, the new coach at Staunton, when he was at Civic, he beat us at the buzzer. And Coach Suits, the new coach at Carlinville, when he was at South County, he beat us at the buzzer. So wasn't really good vibes for me on the bus coming home from Shelbyville, but it was a great game. Our kids battled back and came back, took a lead. You know, we're going to grow up from it. We're going to learn from it. We're going to get better.
And, you know, that's the great thing about basketball opposed, you know, football, where when you only play nine games, every game is of the utmost importance. Basketball, they're all important. You want to win as many games as you can. But losing a heartbreaker like that to start the season, in the grand scheme of things, doesn't matter.
Hey, absolutely. Any high school basketball coach will tell you, first game of the year, they have no idea what to expect, no idea what's going to happen. I would have told you were crazy if you had said we'd have lost the game in the mid-70s. At the buzzer on the first night. But I will guarantee you that the one thing for sure is that we will be a completely different team come January. Just through playing, experience, game situations that a lot of our kids haven't been in. And we were thrown right into that immediately. And we're going to learn from it. We're going to get better.
You guys have been going over to Carlisle for a number of years now, and that's a good event. You know, Greenville's over there, but other than that, you run into some teams that you're not really going to see the rest of the way.
For sure. We call it a litmus test. And we've taken some good teams over there and went 0-4. Last year was the best that we've done over there. We ended up going 2-2. We beat Freeburg. And we beat Oakville, who we play today. And we didn't know what to expect last year. So, I mean, coming off the loss Tuesday, hopefully that we can correct some things that we didn't do a very good job of and get better throughout the week.
Do you do much scouting this early in the year in terms of against your opponent? I mean, it's hard to really know what to expect against an opponent this early in the year.
Well, Oakville, it will be a little easier for us to not scout because they haven't played.
that doesn't make it easy.
But we do play Woodlawn and Carlisle next week, and they play today right before us. So that's an easy one for us to go over and watch and just kind of get a feel for what they want to do. And, you know, we play man-to-man defense, so, you know, we like to have matchups going into the game or gives us the best chance to start the game off in a good spot. So those are just kind of some things that we're looking at this early in the year.
Coach, as you kind of look at your, I guess, your goals for the Toppers this year, what are they?
You know, it's crazy. We really want to do well at the Carlinville Holiday Tournament. That's a goal of ours, is to always win it. We've had winning seasons the last 3 years in a row. It'd be really awesome if we could do that again with our makeup and our experience. I mean, that could be, you know, something we're shooting for that might not be, a great possibility. But I've got some kids that really are working hard, and if we're willing to keep going and correct mistakes, and I think it's possible. Nick Andre is a wing for us who played half the year last year and went down with a wrist injury. He scored 26 points the other night at Shelbyville. Just a freak athlete. I mean, run, jump, make shots from anywhere, score around the rim. Jace Teakin played a lot for us last year. He started the entire season. He's a really good athlete, plus defender, can score. So those two guys are really our most experienced players, and having those two guys back, puts us in a good spot here to start for sure.
Joe Vance, the head coach of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, sir, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Hey, I appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
All right, Joe Vanzo with Hillsboro's. The Toppers will take on Oakville coming up tonight, 6 o'clock, as part of the Kaskaskian Classic in Carlisle. We need to get to a break on Sports Saturday. We're back with more in just a moment.
Back to Sports Saturday here on WSMI, and we rejoin Tim Mize.
David Jenkins, thank you very much. We've got Fighting Illini football coming up top of the hour this morning on 105.3 The Ox. Northwestern taking on Northwestern is who the Illini will face today, and the Land of Lincoln Trophy is what is at stake there. The 11th year they've played for that. Illinois just 3-7 in their last 10 games against Northwestern. So looking for their 7th win of the year, winning season in the Big Ten. If they can do that, neither one of those things has happened since 2007 for the Fighting Illini. So that's coming up top of the hour this morning on 105.3. The Ox. Still trying to make contact with Williamsville head coach Aaron Kuhn. Says his Bullets beat Byron yesterday 46-42. What a ball game it was. And, you know, when they were down 3 with the ball at their own 11, I don't think there was anybody who has followed Williamsville over the years who didn't expect him to go right down the field and get a touchdown. That is just, it just was set up beautifully, and the Bullocks executed the way right down the field for the go-ahead score with 30 seconds left as they win the 3A state championship yesterday, 46-42, the first non-Central State 8 Sangamon County school to win a football state championship. So congratulations to Aaron Kuhns and the Bullets on their 3A title yesterday. For Byron, second straight year, they finished runner-up, lost to Monticello last year, lost to Williamsville yesterday. Final day of the football season is today. The 5A title coming up at 10 o'clock. Rochester against Chicago St. Rita. The 6A championship about 1 o'clock this afternoon. East St. Louis against Crystal Lake Prairie Ridge. The 7A title game has Chicago Mount Carmel against LaGrange Park Nazareth Academy. The 8A championship at 7. Gurney Warren will face Frankfort Lincoln Way East. So you're looking at 4 13-0 teams in 7A and 8A, a 13-0 team in East St. Louis in 6A, and then a 12-1 team in Rochester in 5A. And yesterday, Lena Winslow, Williamsville, and Richmond Burton all cap off undefeated championship seasons. Sterling Newman, who won the 2A title, they finished at 13-1. So football winds down. Basketball ramps up. And, you know, a lot of the coaches we've talked to today, actually all the coaches we've talked to today so far in the boys' basketball have been involved in a Thanksgiving tournament. The Stones and Bulldogs are not involved in a Thanksgiving tournament. They will begin their season coming up on Monday against Lebanon. And they have a new head coach this year, former CM head coach Ty Locks, now in control of the Staunton basketball program. We caught up with Coach Locks earlier this morning. Happy now to talk with new Staunton boys basketball coach Ty Locks on Sports Saturday. And Coach, thanks for a few minutes of your time. And I guess first things first, congratulations on the new gig.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. I look forward to it.
And, you know, you're a basketball guy, so I would imagine when you're in a gymnasium with a team, you're right at home.
Oh, yeah. I got out of it a while back, but never really left the game.
Mm-hmm.
Got a son who's a fifth grader, and he's really taking up the game. And then still got a lot of really good friends who are still in the coaching family, and I've stayed in touch with them. And I've just had these last few years spent a lot of time watching a lot of basketball and really working with my son. And I've started a training in Bethalto, Illinois, and I do that on Sunday nights. So I've really stayed in touch with the game, and it's just been a big part of my life since growing up. So,
and I know with your son being, I think, in fifth grade, you've got a youth level program going. So, Ty, you're invested for the long term. Obviously, we'll talk about the Bulldogs this season, but moving forward, you have a plan for this program.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that's just one of the things, just kind of learn from my mistakes when I took over the Bethalto program. You know, I had some really good players coming up. I had Steven Jones and Dustin McGuire. And then mm-hmm. first year I had Mark Carey and then Michael Elliott. And, you know, I just kind of took it for granted. I didn't get down in the roots and really build up the youth program at Bethalto like I should have. And I kind of learned from that. And then when my son came up and really started liking basketball, you know, I kind of took over his team a little bit, and we got a little junior Bulldog program going, and you kind of see how it works, and you kind of learn where all the tournaments are and how the leagues work and all that. And so after kind of got that program going and I got the head coaching job here, I kind of already had it in the works where I was going to get a Staunton basketball club started and started that. So now we got the third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, and our sixth grade was already going. Brian Colson kind of started that up, so that was kind of already there. But now we got everybody together, and then I got Steve Moore and Austin mm-hmm. Sherpy in the junior high, and they're on board with us. And Steve Moore helps me with our junior Bulldogs team. So, I mean, I think we're definitely in the right direction. I think we're getting some excitement started here in the community, and it really, I mean, it starts at second, third grade. If you haven't started by third grade, then you're going to be way behind. And I've got some really good coaches in place for my third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade programs. Got two teams going for my fifth grade. Almost two teams going to my sixth grade. So the numbers are definitely getting stronger, and we definitely are getting some excitement, I think. So just I've learned from my mistakes.
And, I mean, that's, you know, that's what life's about right there. Whether you're coaching or playing, you're going to make mistakes. You have to learn from them. And, Ty, it sounds like you've got everybody at all the different levels on the same page, which that is, having the program's good, but if everybody's pulling in a different direction, it's not going to work. It sounds like you guys are in step.
Yeah, and all my youth coaches, my third grade coaches, fourth grade coaches, my second, fifth grade coach, my sixth grade coaches. I mean, we've sat down, we've had coaching meetings, we've had clinics. We go in, all of our kids are in the gym at the same time at certain points, just kind of showing different things. And then, having Steve Moore around, I mean, he goes down and he can help with the sixth graders. And, I try to be around the third graders and fourth graders as much as I can. Just trying to have different shootouts here at Staunton and getting different shootouts and stuff during the summer for those younger kids, and just bringing back basketball camps and basketball academies. And it's been great so far. So we're just trying to get all of our programs on the same page. And then So with our third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, and then our high school, I think we're all kind of doing a little bit of the same stuff. And if you look like at really successful programs like Lincoln and Nokomis, I mean, they get those programs, you know, at a young age. They're all doing the same exact stuff, and that's what we're trying to do here. And at Bethalto, I mean, I had a great Jonathan Denny was one of my assistant coaches, was my JV coach whenever I started, and he took over the girls program there, and he really dug deep in the youth program, and so I ran some ideas off of him, and he's helped me a lot too, because I mean that's basically where he has his program, is where we want to get our program, and he put a lot of time and effort and got everybody on the same page, and that's what we're trying to do.
By the time these young kids get to you when they're in high school, they'll know exactly what to expect. The group you have this year, obviously, they don't know exactly what to expect from Ty Locks, the coach. So what has the process been with your varsity club this year, getting them up to speed as you guys will play your first game coming up next week?
I got the job kind of late in the summer. It was in June. But from the first day, I think these kids have really bought in. I think I got a great group of seniors who bought in from day one. And they always show up on time. They work hard. They're doing exactly what we're asking. And they play hard every day, and they're very coachable, and that's basically what you can ask. And I think I got a really good group of kids that our junior program can look up to. I know a lot of our fifth graders, when they see our high school kids walking the halls and stuff, I know just my son, like, he drives by Ethan Booth's house and sees those kids out in the driveway playing, and he's excited. He's like, hey, Dad, I saw Ethan outside playing, and Brent was over there, and Devin, and Kyle. And so it's exciting, and I think these kids that I have now, I think they're going to represent Staunton. I think when we look back, these will be the kids that basically started the foundation of what our program is going to look like.
And you mentioned Ethan Booth, and he's a kid. He's played a lot of varsity basketball already. But, man, that kid is such an athlete. He's going to be able to do a lot of different things for you.
Yeah, he is. And I think coming in this summer, I don't think he realized how dominant he can be. Mm-hmm. And I think we're kind of starting to see it in practice where he's just such an unselfish kid. Doesn't ever force anything. And I just kind of try to stay on him and tell him the more selfish he is, the better our team's going to be. But he's starting to try to take more of the load on, and he's going to need to do that this year. But, yeah, the sky's the limit for him. And, man, amazing basketball player. What even a better human being he is.
And that really makes your job a lot better, doesn't it, when your best players are your best kids and your hardest workers?
Yeah, it does. And then Devin Ray, who came in and really worked hard. He's going to be our starting point guard. He's really got a mind for the game, and kind of makes everybody else around us better and kind of makes us go. And he knows Ethan's got to get touches, and he's got to get the other kids involved. And Devin's just been—he's been great in practice so far.
Talking with Ty Locks, the head coach of the Staunton Bulldogs, and Ty, as you kind of look at your season here, getting ready to start next week, what will you judge a successful season by for the Bulldogs?
Just coming in every day, working hard, and getting better every day. I'm not going to put a goal as far as how many wins and losses we have, but I think from day one until once we get the regionals, we just want to be playing our best basketball. And as long as the kids continue to buy in and continue to work hard every day, that's the ultimate goal. And if you just keep working hard, and it's a long season. I mean, it's a grind. But, our kids, Brent Kinder, Kyle McCullough, Frank Goss, all those kids have just really, really been working hard. And can't say enough good things about them. Thing is, we just right now. We don't have a whole lot of varsity experience besides Booth and Devin Ray. You know, those other guys didn't see a whole lot of time. So they're going to see a lot of new stuff this first week. We got three games this first starting next week, and they're going to see a lot of new things they've never seen before. So we'll take some bumps and bruises, but we're going to continue to improve as the season goes along.
Ty Locks, thanks for a few minutes of your time this morning, sir, and best of luck as you tip off your season next week.
All right, thanks for having me.
That was Ty Locks, the head coach of the Staunton Bulldogs. And joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of the Class 3A state champion Williamsville Bullets, Aaron Kuntz. Good morning, sir.
Man, that sounds really good. That sounds really good. Thank you for having me.
Well, did you get any sleep last night?
A little. We had some fun, and a lot of former players came and saw me, and it was just a great night. So we had a great night.
And, I mean, what a game. I heard several people say it was the best high school football game they've ever seen. Just kind of take us through what it was like on the sideline as that game unfolded. Man, what a game.
Man, I'll tell you, you know, down 10 with about 4.5 to go, our kids just never quit, you know, and they were in kind of the same situation last week. This week it was later in the game, but Brendan Bishop's set some records yesterday with receiving at over 200 yards receiving, but you know we got a score with about 4 left, and then onside kicked, and they returned it down to the 15, and somehow we got a stop, and then we went the whole length of the field with about 2 minutes to go, and our kids just never quit, our coaches never quit, just an incredible comeback victory, and so proud of it, everybody from Waynesville.
Talking with Aaron Kuntz here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. And Coach, I don't think there was a single person who has followed you guys over the years who didn't think they're going down in scoring when you got that ball back on your own 11.
Well, you know, we had plenty of time, and we only had one timeout. But you know, we go fast, and we knew we still had to mix it up. We had to throw in some run. You know, our kids have been in that situation before. I know in our Moroa game, we were almost in the exact same situation. But to do it on, you know, in a state championship, wow, our kids really were gritty and just unbelievable that they had, you know, they had the toughness to do that. And when you've done it before, you know you have the confidence to do it again.
And it was really it was two different games. The first half was a good old-fashioned shootout, just exchanging blows. Second half turned into more of a defensive battle, and, boy, your defense came up with a couple of huge stops when you had to absolutely have them.
It's pretty funny. At halftime, you know, our offensive coaches talked, and we were rolling. And I honestly told our defense, if we can get one stop, we're going to win this game. And, well, we got the one stop, and then I said, all right, it's going to take two, and then we didn't score again. I go, all right, it's going to take three. But, yeah, it was pretty crazy how both defenses settled in. But that's how it goes sometimes. You'll see one half go one way and then the second half go the other way. But I think there were records set for yards in a game for both offenses, so It was definitely a shootout, really, till the end. But, yeah, the defenses both came up big.
Hey, when you get to the state championship game, you make it entertaining.
Yeah, you know, we played a quality football team yesterday. And, you know, when I watched them on film this week, I told our offensive guys, hey, we're going to have to score a lot of points. I mean, they were big and physical and had great skilled kids and you know, when you play a wing T team and their quarterback can throw it, that really creates even more stress. But yeah, it was fun. Our kids were just amazing yesterday.
Aaron, let's look back to the semifinal game, because without that comeback, the comeback yesterday never has a chance to happen. And when we had talked last week, I said, well, you know, a fast start's probably imperative, and you said, no, it's not. And so kudos to you. You know what you're talking about. That was a good, just a great game, and talk about that comeback at Quincy Notre Dame.
You know, we went over there and played a really good football team in Quincy Notre Dame, and you know, pretty intense place to play. And people told me, hey, this is going to be a little intimidating. They, you know, they get after it, and they have a great football team. And you know, we were down 16-0, and another time where our kids, you know, could have quit, and they didn't. We got a big play by Noah Sanders for about a 70-yard touchdown that kind of got us going, and then we scored right before half. I'll tell you, we were on the 5-yard line, and there was 5 seconds left, had no timeouts, and we ran the ball. We ran an edge play and got in the end zone, and you know, that was the play of the game. But our defense held them scoreless in the second half, and we were able to, you know, put a couple on the board. And but just another great game. Our community has been so fun. I mean, crazy intense. And they've helped us. They helped us both days come from behind.
You guys had a great following up there yesterday as well. And, of course, when you were back in the title game in 2014, it was at U of I. So what did you think of your DeKalb experience?
It was awesome. We were actually in the NIU football locker room. Really cool. Something that, that I know that our kids will never forget. So we had to travel, you know, a little further, but they did a great, you know, both places do a great job. But it was a cool, cool atmosphere. You know, I thought that both, obviously Byron had a lot of people, you know, right there, and then but we both traveled well, and man, it was hard to hear at times, and it was just a spectacular atmosphere.
Back to that game-winning drive. I mean, that that is that's a drive for the ages. Every kid growing up, they dream about that scenario. So from just your perspective as the coach, to watch your kids go down, execute in the highest of pressure situations, I mean, you had to be like a proud papa on Christmas morning.
No doubt. You know, I'll tell you what, getting the ball back was the hardest part of it. When we got the ball back with, I think it was 1:53 or 2 minutes, I thought, we're scoring. We're gonna go score and win this game. Because, you know, we've just done it before, but to stop a really good wing T team on the, you know, in, inside the 10 to get the ball back, that was the hardest part. Our kids have scored a lot of points all year, and they were, we were just in such a good rhythm yesterday that, that I knew that if we got the ball back, there was a great chance we were going to win. And to see, you know, Connor do what he did, and, you know, our offensive line, they were probably outweighed 30 pounds a man yesterday, and they were just unbelievable. You know, you hear so much about, hey, we're going to give credit to the line, but man, they were spectacular yesterday. And they, you know, Connor hardly got touched when we threw the ball, and that was such a big deal.
Talking with Aaron Kutz. Aaron, I was listening yesterday. I wasn't watching. Did you get a Gatorade bath after that was over?
No. You know what? They did that on last Saturday, but I think they knew that we had a long trip home, and I think it just happened. Honestly, everything just happened so fast, and we were using the IHSA water, so I think it might have been frowned upon. The next team was going to be out there soon and get ready to go. So I think the kids knew that, hey, they'd already done that trick, and we just all enjoyed it.
And that's always the different dynamic to the football state championship is all season long, Friday Night Lights, you're the standalone game. Then you get up to the title game, and all of a sudden there's two games before you, there's one game after you. It's totally different.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you are in a time crunch. You're, you know, they're directing traffic, and, you know, you win the game. You know, one thing that was definitely different, is, and I noticed it, you know, the last couple of years is they, you know, in 14 we lost a heartbreaker, and, you know, when the game was over, it was take a picture, go get interviewed, and they didn't give you any time to talk to the team, and they changed that. And, you know, that's one thing I always regret. You know, we got done, we did the interview in 14, and we lost a heartbreaker, and I didn't really get to even address the team until, honestly, we got on the bus. And this year, and in recent years, they've allowed you 2 minutes for both coaches to address their team, and I think that's been a great change.
Talking with Aaron Kutz, and Coach, one final thing for you. I know you play on Paul Jenkins Field, and I'm sure a lot of different thoughts going through your mind with Paul, but that one was for him too, wasn't it?
Yeah, no doubt. My son and I had just a really cool moment when we, you know, when we got that final stop, and I lifted him up in the air, and we both knew that his grandpa would be so proud, and his mom, you know, my wife, she was my wife and sister-in-law and mother-in-law, they were really excited. I mean, they were really excited for us, but there's no doubt that the Jenkins family had a special day yesterday. And Paul, you know, this was our 49th year of football, and we've done a lot of spectacular things. and Paul had done so many, and just a great man. And for us to get a title yesterday, there's no doubt he was smiling down on us.
What will the off season be like for Aaron Kuntz as a state champion?
We're going to take a little break for sure, and then we'll get back after it. You know, the old saying is there is no off season, and really there's not. But you know, I think almost we've learned that less is more in some ways, and kids have to have some time to just recover and relax. And we've gotten a little smarter in that area. So we're going to take a little break, and then we'll get back after it. And you know, I've heard a lot of people say that getting that first one is the hardest, and I hope they're right, because it was not easy.
Aaron Kuntz, really appreciate the time you gave us throughout your postseason run, which ended in the state championship, and congratulations.
Hey, Tim, thank you so much for covering us. I've really enjoyed speaking with you every week. We're going to have to make this a tradition.
I like it. Sounds good to me. We're off to a good start.
All right.
All right. Aaron Kuntz, the head coach of the Class 3A state champion Williamsville Bullets. And we did enjoy our conversations with Aaron Kuntz throughout the postseason run. And, hey, week one of 2020 will be here before we know. Sports Saturday is out of time. We got Fighting Illini football right now on 105.3 The Ox hosting Northwestern. They are 10 minutes in to pregame coverage there. Kickoff coming at the top of the hour. Thanks to TJ Wilson, Matt Milberg, Joe Vanzo, Ty Locks, Jason Darr, and Aaron Kuntz for all joining us this morning on Sports Saturday here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WQSMI, FAM, Litchfield, Hillsborough, Carthendale, and Greenville. Congratulations to the Williamsville Bullets, state champs in 2019.